Beloved, I would like to ask you a little about to be a woman. I live with a beautiful man, sweetheart, good friend. We love each other's company most of the time. Today we had a sharing. We talked about sexuality. I shared that for me is a very uncomfortable feeling the most of the time that we are cozy together. And then some sexual energy starts coming up. He stops and goes away. He shared that he's tired of his sexuality and that he would like to do this in a more loving way. We had a long period, and after he said that, I got happy and confused at the same time. Confused because I don't know if I love myself so much that I can show him how to love a woman. I felt fear, thinking maybe another woman will wake up this new man in him and that he wants to be with her. It's a very tricky thing, this love thing, to feel that the other is not present with you. It hurts so much. It makes me the worst person in the world. And then I play insensitive, play the game, and all these doggy-doggy situations. It's so crazy, because to play this game, it hurts me so much, and still I cannot just stop it. It is like at least for a while he's there for me in this game. Beloved, why is it so painful to be rejected? Is it the ego that gets hurt? Feeling all this a little deeper, I get in contact with the fear of being alone in the world. And this, I think, is why I had the feeling and playing the games, trying to fit in with other people. All of the time just looking for a little connection. Just at least for a moment to feel that I'm not alone. But I am. Isn't it true, my love? Beloved, I'm afraid of being alone. We were talking about let go. And let go, I said, that is the only mantra you will need, because it works with everything. So if any fear is there, and there is a lot of different fears of letting go on many different levels, but what is the fear about? Who's afraid? Beloved, why is it so painful to be rejected? Is it the ego that gets hurt? Yes, it is is the ego that gets hurt. Who else can get hurt? Do you think your consciousness can get hurt? No. It is your expectations, it is your ego, it is your ideas, it is your fear that wants to protect itself. And all this comes down to that you don't know yourself. And that's why you are here, to know yourself. Knowing yourself, then what is the fear then? You're not separated. To know yourself means then you know you're not separated from existence. If you are not separated from existence, where is the fear then? Where can you go? Where can you fall? So you have to look into who is this who gets hurt? Who is this who gets fear? Who is this who gets jealous? Who is this who wants to protect itself? And growth is not the easy thing, because to grow, you have to grow consciously. That means you have to be in on the process. And that's why so few people grow, because they are not in on the process of growth. That is the amazing thing with human beings. You can stop your own process. But when something clicks in one stage of evolution, you start getting interested. You start getting interested. Why do I have these fears? Why do I feel uneasy? I want peace. I want rest. I want to feel love again. I had enough of the games, of the conflicts, of the illusions. And that is the only thing that is going to take you away. If you are not tired, you will never leave it. It's like a child. They have the old teddy bear, and the button that is for one eye is falling out. Just a few strings is there, and the arm is loose, and you can see it's coming cotton from the inside. And the mama says, don't you want it? You know, I love this one. But it's falling apart. And you're messing up the whole house with all this stuff that is inside. It's even poisonous, this stuff. So it's like that. Before you find out that this is time to let go of this teddy bear. Yes, you loved it before. You were little, that's fine. But now it's worn out now. Try something new. And the more conscious you get, the less you need of toys. The more conscious you get, the less you need. Because the more you realize that you have everything already. And the less conscious you are, the more in the darkness you are, the more you are dreaming about things. So this is very good, very beautiful you put this out, because this is the story. And that's the thing with sexuality, the sexuality you need too. Then with two, then conflict. If you only meet in this sexuality, if there is a deeper meeting, then it's the beautiful thing, then love, intimacy, friendship can happen. Because then you have something that goes beyond the physical, which is the sexual. That's why very few people can meet, because they only meet in the physical, no? Then it's the different. You need the other. If you are happy with yourself, then there is no need. Then it becomes a mature relationship, and then you can meet, you can share. You are already, you are enjoying yourself. And from that, if we can meet, very beautiful. But then it's not the fear. Not the fear of losing anything. What can you lose? In the first place, you have nothing. Everything is a gift. And you're thinking about losing? What has gone wrong? You have this whole world and you're afraid of losing something? This is the amazing thing, human beings. Whatever they have, and we never had so much as now. And they say that's why also you're more afraid of losing, no? A poor man, he's not afraid of losing anything, he has nothing. Only rich people are afraid of losing. And it works the same, the more it's in the mind, the more it's in the head, the more dense the coconut is, the more thick the ego is, the more fear. The less the mind is ruling you, the less the ego is ruling you, the more you are come back to yourself, the more you are devoted to love, the less fear. But that nobody can tell you, that you have to experience. And there is no safety in life. It is an adventure, no? If you want it safe, then lock the doors. Don't go out. You can die on the way to the grocery store, no? Anything can happen anytime. So, most of the time we are cozy and everything fine, but some sexual anista, she starts coming up, he stops and goes away. This has to do with so many things. Sometimes the man does, sometimes the woman does. It depends, and it depends on so much. Everybody is different. Some people are less sexual, or less sensual. Some people are more in the head, less in the head. Some people don't know. Some people is playing games that they even don't know that they are playing. Even with their beloved, hard to get. First they want, then they don't want, then it's like this, then it's like not that. And then sometimes you don't know. Sometimes consciously, sometimes not consciously. That's why it's difficult, because all games have to go. So we can just meet in a relaxed space. Then it's beautiful. It's nothing from the past. No games from the past. And many people are professional game makers in all parts of life. Then another thing, which is also very true, it might be very frustrating for some women here. And I remember it was a lot like that around Osho also. He talked a lot about it. Because when people start meditating, and man starts meditating and start coming back to themselves, or anybody who starts meditating, then you start losing interest in the games you play on the outside. Your focus is more coming back to yourself. So it is many times you don't even recognize yourself, because you are changing. When you are sitting here, you get influenced with different energy. Then the more in tune you are, the quicker that change happens. Then your body is the first thing that will change, because before you were running, the mind was running the body, your ideas was running the body, you had your own ideas how you should be. The more you relax, the more the body relax, then you feel that you have no idea, but everything is working perfectly. The body can allow itself to relax. Your mind can allow itself to relax. Your heart can allow itself to relax. You are not so interested anymore. That, of course, is the outcome by not being so identified with the mind. And when man starts coming back, then they are not so much hunters anymore. No, you want to find out who you are. That is the same with men and women. So you have to break down the old for the new to come. Before, the interest was so much in the outside. No, more and more you want to know who you are. That is also a great challenge for the seekers, for people who are growing. Because it's very difficult that you both at the same place in your growth, in your understanding. Then the person who knows, who have more contact with the self, you just help the other one. If there is love, there is great patience also. He shared that he is tired of his sexuality and that he liked to do this in a more loving way. Great. But to do it in a more loving way, you have to be more loving. So that is also great. Meet more and more from that space, because it's very easy to do things unconscious. People can live their whole life and being totally unconscious. That's why all the Buddhas have said that man is asleep. Jesus said, I came in the midst of the world. I was standing here in the body, in the flesh, but I found everybody asleep. That is what Gurdjieff said when he said, man is like a machine, like a robot. They function, but there is no love, there is no consciousness, there is no beauty. But everything gets done. You drive the car, you go to the office, you clean the house, you get the kids to school, you study, you do everything that the masses and the society needs you to do. It's amazing, because people can function like that without any love, without any beauty. That comes more out of consciousness. When you are courageous enough to start coming back. And in that process, of course, everything will be upside down. You have to get settled again in a new way. And that's why it's almost never happening, because who dares that? Because you are falling apart. You knew how to function in the old way, the doggy-doggy way, the unconscious way, the games way. No, you don't know. And you see that these games is hindering me in my growth, in my consciousness. All that has to go. Then who am I then? How can I function? That's why if you don't have the trust, if you don't have a friend who has gone through that, it's very difficult. And most people, they never see that. They never see the proof that it's possible. That's what I felt when I came to my master, when I came to Osho. I said, no, this is possible. It was amazing. No, I got the proof of what I felt deep, deep in me. No, I saw the proof of it. I got happy and confused at the same time. Yes, because you are in between. You are one foot in each world. Then you get confused. It's like one foot on the land, no? You have seen the one, and then the other one in the boat. where are you going? Are you coming with us out on the ocean, or are you going to sit here waiting for us? Oh, I don't know. And then you fall in the middle, you get wet, no? You have to decide. That is the beginning. If you decide, this is what I'm doing, then it's easy. Then every time these things comes up, you choose. No, I have taken a decision. I'm going to go on. Yes, maybe it feels much more easy. I know the games. But I take the challenge to grow. That's why you feel confused and happy at the same time. And that's exactly how it is. The mind gets confused, the ego gets confused, because it lives in darkness and lives in the games, in the falls. And your heart, your consciousness gets happy, because you know this is what I really want. And then, of course, all this with other people, other women, other men comes up. It's very tricky, this making love thing. It's very tricky. Because you can't make it. That's why it's very tricky. You are at the loss then. Who can make it? Because it's bigger than you. You have to surrender to love. And love, if it feels that you are worthy, then it will come. And guide you. But then you have to show also that you are interested then. Otherwise, Mrs. Love will lose interest, no? Here's somebody who wants to listen, who wants to grow. To feel that the other is not present with you hurts so much. Yes, that hurts. And especially when you are together in an intimate situation, because you need them to be present. But this is how it is. This is very difficult. The more and more conscious you get, the more and more you see what an art it is. It's not easy. But that's how it should be, because it should be worth it. And that's why it's so important that you go beyond all your games and become settled in yourself. Then at least you know for yourself that you are free of that. If the other is still in those games, what has that to do with you? You will see it then. Then you can also decide, is it worth it to get involved? Or is it too much? It makes me the worst person in the world, and then I play insensitive, play the game and the doggy-doggy situation. Yeah, because that is the easy, because that is unconscious. You have something to fall back to. You can always fall back to your unconscious animal nature. But now it's more and more difficult, because you know that it will never satisfy you. You have seen, you have felt something else, so you want to go higher. You want to have a more rich meeting. Otherwise, what is the point? Beloved, why is it so painful to be rejected? Is it the ego that gets hurt? Yeah, only the ego gets hurt, and only the ego can get rejected. So as long as you are in that, there will be hurt, there will be pain, there will be rejection, till you step out of it. Because how can you get rejected? That is the game between egos, if you have that. In love, how can you be rejected? It's impossible to be rejected. You are embraced in love. You are always welcome in love. And if there is anything else, it must be some games. Love is innocent. It's always welcoming. That is the taste of love. It's always there, always available. But if we have some ideas, then problems comes. But don't be hard on yourself. See the situation as it is and learn from the pain. That's why pain is there. They say they didn't build Rome in a day, no? What to say about getting conscious? It's the most difficult thing. And you have to integrate it in all different levels of your being. Feeling all this deeper and deeper, I get in contact with the fear of being alone in this world. Yes. Just at least for a moment to feel that I'm not alone. But then that is ugly, because then you use the other just a little bit to not feel alone. And that's how unconsciously very few people have the courage to look at it like this. Very few people see the truth as it is. But when you see the situation as it is, then is also the doors are open to change it. Because just to use the other, just to feel that you are loved or that you are not alone, just for a little bit, you know that it's not real. You know that it won't help. That is disgusting. But that is how everybody is functioning in that game. When you know you are alone, you know you are alone. Then out from your aloneness and you can be happy alone. Out from that place you can also meet and share. But you don't need anything, you're not a beggar. And then you don't need to play those games. Unconscious or conscious? Most of the time they are unconscious. Because you haven't looked deep enough into yourself to stop those games. They are going like a program. That is your program. That's your habit. And only by being courageous enough to look into it, it will stop, to understand it. That it will never satisfy you. And you've been doing this for lifetimes. And I'm start getting tired now. I want rest. I want peace. Then you start getting out of it. You start settling in yourself. Then it's a totally different meeting when you have accepted your aloneness. And that is the fact. Everybody is alone. And then out of that, by knowing that, facing that, being happy alone, if we then can be together, that is a totally different thing. That is a mature meeting, not out of beggars. That's what I mean when I call you kings and queens. You have to remember that. Then you don't need, then you don't sell yourself cheap. Or your friend cheap. 30 silver coins, they said. No, Judas, he sold Jesus, no? 30 silver coins. How long did you think he was happy with his deal? Huh? How long was he happy with his silver coins? And that is just the story of all this, how easy you sell yourself, how you sell your love, how easy you sell your consciousness. Maybe just a little bit you get happy. Oh, good deal. I have 30 silver coins. Then he realized what he has done. Then very difficult to fix it again. The more unconscious, the more easy it is to do stupid things. The more conscious, impossible. Total conscious, impossible to do. Beloved, I'm afraid of being alone. But I don't want to be hard with myself anymore. I want to allow myself to be sensitive and innocent again. That is what is going to help you. To accept yourself as you are, not be afraid. And what can go wrong? What did you do to karma in the first place? Nothing. Suddenly you are here. What is it you are afraid of? That what is the deepest fear? That you can die? Hmm? Well, where were you before you were born then? How afraid were you then? You didn't have a body. Pull yourself together, then I will pull you apart. First pull yourself together, so I have something to pull apart. Then we are happy together. But this fear of aloneness, that is only from the ego, who feels separated. Your false self is always afraid of being alone because it doesn't know. And you're afraid, that is the biggest unknown. You don't know yourself. The more you know yourself, the more you can rest in yourself. You know. That there is no you. It's just a fiction. There is no ego. Then what is it to be afraid of them? What you are afraid that you're going to lose, you already have lost. Welcome to satsang. It's not something that will happen. It has already happened. The only thing that will happen is that you will remember how things are more and more. Okay, enough with all this serious business. Many write me like this now. It must be a wave now that we started. And it's very good. Savini also wrote me that she can see this different, to fill the emptiness with something or someone else. And just by seeing it, everything changed. And that is fearful. But you have to be courageous. You have to be courageous not to go into the habits. The unconscious, the past, is very easy, because that's the program. You don't need any awareness to function like that. It comes automatically. What you need is awareness to function in the new, in the now, in new situations. Then you have to take risks then. And that is very normal in this world, that we are using the other to fill some emptiness we feel. You shouldn't use, you should love, no? That's the thing. What you use is the toilet paper you can use. It is some things you can use freely, but don't use people. They're much more valuable, no? People are nice. The more people, the more human you get, the more careful you will be. That's the thing. You change, the whole world change. How long could it flirt? How long can the moth flirt near the mouth of the flame before their lips touch and the moth's soul becomes like a sun? How long can the moth flirt near the mouth of the flame before their lips touch? Huh? What happens in the lips? The moth comes, he is very attracted to the flame. Then he comes close. How long can the moth flirt near the mouth of the flame before their lips touch and the moth's soul becomes like a sun? Huh? Surprise, surprise. You thought we were just little moth. Hoo-hoo. And does the moth then die? No. In serving God, one is transformed into Him. And does the moth then die? No. In serving God, one is transformed into Him. That is the secret of dying this kind of death. In serving God, in serving love. First you are afraid of dying, then afterwards you say, is this it? Let's do it again. What lovers would return to us? What lovers would not unite beyond belief and annihilation? Their separation forever if they had the power to do so. If they had the power to do so. But you cannot do it. But you can walk in that direction. You can work on it. You can long for it. You can pray for it. And at one point, when you become very weightless, zoof, you get pulled. When you are close enough to the fire, in the beginning you don't even dare to go close to the fire, but then very much you get tempted. If they had the power to do so, that power our Lord has, how long do you think you can just flirt with him before you dissolve in ecstasy? How long do you think you can flirt with him before you dissolve in ecstasy? Because you will learn something new. That is the thing of coming closer. If you are ready to learn this, by flirting you have to be close. Then you will learn new things. Be aware what you flirt with, if this is what you really want to learn. Then the more totality, the more joy of learning. How long do you think you can just flirt with him before you dissolve in ecstasy? Are you ready for ecstasy? Are you ready to leave your suffering mind? How long do you think you can just flirt with him before you dissolve in ecstasy? Beloved Vasanswar, there is Buddha of Norway. I would just like you to listen to a tune I made that came to me some years ago. A tune with the name For Living and Dying. For Levanda or Döda. And perhaps another tune on the tin whistle. Jayant. Jayant. You are back now.
Yeah.
Huh? How did you manage to get away? Where do you live? Uppsala?
In Uppsala, in Sweden.
And you managed to escape now for the... Huh?
From there?
Yeah?
Yeah, I was escaped with some help.
With some... you needed some help?
Yeah.
Who helped you?
Habiba.
Really? Where is Habiba? You helped him, no? Very good. It's very easy to get stuck in different places.
Yeah. As you get stuck here in Dharmamon.
I can promise you I'm not much stuck here. At the moment I am, but for how many days?
You used to come every so often to Engsbacka and Stockholm. And
Yeah.
Some time ago.
Some time ago, yeah. Time flies, no? But you see, now I have such a nice place here. And also getting more and more lazy, you know. When you're getting old, you don't want to. And then I have a beautiful place in Brazil. So between those, there's no need to go anywhere. It's so beautiful. Nothing come close to it. If we had a third place that will be as beautiful, then maybe. But before that happens, no. So maybe next time, Brazil. How would that be, Jayant?
Well,
huh?
We shall see.
Huh? That would be adventure. Yeah. Did you go to India?
Yeah.
When?
30 years ago.
30 years ago, no? It must have been to see Osho, no?
Yeah.
And no, you can. I pull you to the other side of the world. I got a beautiful letter just from one of my lovers, is Kamal and Suniti and Tamani and Yamuna. They wanted to go to India, so then they didn't know where to go. And I said, it's monsoon time now. You can't stumble around in the mud there and everybody gets sick. You have to go to Ladakh, I said, because there is no rain there. So they went there. But no, they all get very sick. That is one of the things, India, no matter where, what side you go, most probably you get sick. Then it's very high also, so then first they had problems with the head. But around me, everybody get problems with the head in the beginning. Then, soon the head gives up. And then they were very sick in the belly. They thought they had the swine flu. No, they were all very worried. Swine flu up there in Ladakh. But no, they didn't. They were just clean out. And very sick. And then on top of it, his back went out. So totally fucked. Just wanted, then it's like you're so sick, you just want to go back to Brazil. But then afterwards, he saw that this was such a cleanse. Not that he never could get anywhere else. He was very grateful. That's how it should be. It's a good clean out. You thought you were running around there in Himalayas. You'd just been laying there for 3 weeks with loose deli belly. Then, by chance, this Dalai Lama was there having a big thing there for the Tibetans in Leh, and they all had gone there. And they enjoyed very much because they see the devotion that they have to the lamas. Not the Tibetans, they are very devotional people, very beautiful. Then he said, and we were so happy, we saw that we are so lucky to be around you because it's so intimate. No, there is a big crowd there. So everything was positive. Now you are learning all the time. They had to go all the way there to realize what they have here. It works in mysterious ways. Very good. You made a CD?
Yeah. It happened.
Yeah. Things happen, no? I remember a long time ago, didn't you play the violin or something?
Yes, I did, but I didn't bring it.
You didn't bring it?
I bring only this.
The flute?
Yeah.
Play a tune on that.
Okay.
Come on.
I need some cooperation then.
Yeah, okay. What do you need?
I'm going to play a herding tune, a vallåt.
Yeah, vallåt.
That's for the cows, and then all the cows have to respond.
Should I? We have cows here. Bansi, you. It takes a little time. No?
And I played in the forest, but there was no answer.
No, they are shy because they don't know, they haven't danced before. It's always like that. Maybe Habiba wants to dance with it, or it's only for the cows?
Maybe I can be a cow.
No, anybody can. It's like humming. Almost.
Yeah, just do it quick, then we do this song afterwards. For 11, I do that. Thank you. All together. The cows. They could feel it. No, for Levon and Della. Studio recording. Yeah. Right. One more. Which one?
The last.
The last one. Wow, that was many. So
what
this
the last one?
This goes together. First the cow,
yeah.
Then the leaven and the other.
Yes.
And what is the name of this?
You will hear. We will hear.
Okay.
I found that my friend Devadas, he went to India and got back a huge load of Osho material. So I dug through the material and I found this.
This is the last one, huh? Save the best for the last. Habiba.
Purnamada. Purnamidam. Purnat. Purnamodachite. Purnash. Purnamada. Purnameva. Shishite. Om. That is the whole. This is the whole. From wholeness emerges wholeness. Wholeness coming from wholeness. Wholeness still remains.
Beloveds, well, here I am, and so good it is to be here with you and all the friends. You visit my house in Sweden in 98, and since that moment, the first moment looking into your eyes, there is no turning back. My eyes opened and life changed. It's good now, Sadhana, you come back. Huh?
Yeah.
Long time went, well, who, what is long and what is short, and what is up and what is down, but, wow. Huh? 98 in your house, no? That was the beginning of a great waterfall and fast-going stream. Sometimes I hit the rock along the way, but you know, the trust, the passion, the love put me in line again. It's an art going down the river. going around the rocks, no, it's like even I was floating down here in the melting in the spring, because then it's very big. But I got so bruised because too many rocks in there, no? But there was only one way to find out, try it. One time's okay, but I don't do it again. So, but now I know the areas where there's no rocks. So big changes and a lot of peeling the onion. It feels like I wept my way through the years. That is in the past, and so lately I have come to a stop and bringing home me. I have become quite lazy and enjoying it a lot. That is a very good sign. And you can start, what is lazy, you know, is just being relaxed. Relaxing into the now, stopping. And if you enjoy that a lot, very good. It means you don't need to go anywhere to enjoy. You enjoy now. So very much sadhana, spiritual practice. And now I feel that I'm from a love base and not from a fear base. And what a difference that is, to come from a love base instead of a fear base. It makes the whole difference. From the fear base, anywhere you go, it will be fearful. From love base, everything will be love based. My question already as a child, what is love, is no more. I am that love and I'm able to share it with myself and with others. What a joy, what a relief. I'm so grateful to have met you and to be here close again. Thank you, Sadhana. Aum Shanti. May everybody be happy knowing nothing.